It's a very tense moment.
Okay then. On this episode, I'm going to talk with a friend from Wales, and he's got a slightly different accent to mine, and I'd like you to listen, because he's a native speaker, and it might be a bit more of a challenge, his accent. So have a listen. He's going to be speaking perfect English, and I want you to get a feel for the way the answers are answered, the time spent on answering the questions, and the type of language used. We're going to do a full mock speaking exam. Hello, how are you today?
I am very good, thank you.
I'll need to see some identification, please. Do you have any ID on you?
I think so. Yes, I do. I have my driving license. Is that okay?
Yep, that's perfect. Let me just check your full name. Is it Andrew Powell?
Andrew,
is that right?
Andrew William Powell, yes.
Andrew William Powell.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and the P, the Powell with the W in the middle. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
I'd like to talk about transport today. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Now, what's your favourite type of transport?
My favourite type of transport would be travelling by plane. I travel a lot. I live in Spain, and I often go back home to see my family. So I take around 5 or 6 flights per year, and I quite enjoy it. It's quite a good experience. I can go to the airport with my laptop, look on the internet, and I'm not scared of flying. A lot of people are, but for me, it's a bit of a thrill.
What is it that you like most about air transport?
The thing I like most about air transport would be the fact that you can go from A to B in a very short space of time.
Mm-hmm.
Some friends, they are scared of flying. And it means to go back to the UK or to go to whichever country, they need to, you know, go on the train or bus or drive somehow, or take the ship, a ferry. So it takes them 10 hours as opposed to 1 or 2 hours if you go by plane.
And when do you think you'll go abroad next?
I'm actually going next week. Next week is Easter, and I'm going back home to see my family. I actually bought the flight today. It's only cost me €50, which is pretty good.
Now, what we're going to do is I'm going to give you some topic cards. I'd like you to choose one of them,
mm-hmm.
and then talk about that topic. You've got a minute to prepare and talk about that topic, and then I'll ask you a few questions afterwards. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Excellent. So, have you finished? Have you finished preparing?
Yes, I finished preparing. Okay, so describe someone you know who is good at cooking. I'm going to describe my girlfriend. I've actually quite recently met her, but we've spent a lot of time together cooking and doing stuff together. She's a Spanish girl. Same age as me, 27, eaten together on several occasions. For example, the last time we ate, we had fish in a creamy type sauce. It was the first time I've actually tried it before, but it was very nice. She said it's quite typical of, you know, the Valencia area. The time before that, she cooked some type of paella, which was like something I hadn't tried before. You know, I've lived in Valencia, and it's been it's obviously a very traditional dish here, but the way she did it was something completely different to what I'm used to. And yeah, I mean, the reason why she was good at cooking, I don't know. She's got something that I haven't. She's got the magic touch. She, you know, must have spent a lot of time learning how to cook, because you don't develop skills like this overnight. She probably, you know, learned a lot from her mother or her family. But yeah, she's very creative. I think that's important. You need to be very creative when you're cooking. You need to try different things, and if they don't work out, then it doesn't matter, because you know, next time you can put what you've learned to good use. You can try something different, change the ingredients slightly, change how long you actually cook for. You know, maybe you've undercooked it the first time. It's too hard. It's like, for example, last night I cooked asparagus, and I was supposed to do it for more like 15 minutes, and I actually did it for 10 minutes. And it turned out that it was very hard and crunchy, too crunchy for me. So next time I do it, I'll, you know, make sure I cook it a bit longer, a bit more oil, maybe a bit more salt. And it's things like that, that things like these that you learn by doing.
Excellent. Right then. Now, a few seconds ago, you were talking about cooking. Now I'd like to continue with that topic and ask you a few more questions. So do you think people are cooking more now or less in general?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. I'd say people are cooking less now. My parents and my grandparents and their grandparents, you know, they always used to stay at home and cook family meals around the table. But in today's age, there's lots of fast food. People are very busy. So if they're working all day, instead of coming home and spending an hour cooking, preparing a good meal and eating with family, they decide to go past the takeaway, buy something very quick, something that's not, you know, very healthy. So yeah, in answer to the question, I believe that people are eating less now, making less meals.
Right. Okay. And do you think this trend will continue in the future?
Yes, I believe so. I think it's only going to continue and continue. Many years ago, I felt like I had more time. I could do, you know, what I want. But nowadays, I'm rushing everywhere. I haven't got time to see my friends. I've got less time to see my family than I used to. I seem to be working more. So I think this is a general trend in throughout the world, especially with the developing nations, which used to live a very rural life. Now they're coming into, you know, they're kind of living the same life as we're living, or at least they will be in 10 years' time. So I only see the trend continuing. I only see people preparing less food for themselves and eating more at restaurants or takeaways.
For you personally, you said that you don't cook that much. Is that the same for your friends and family? Or do you have a friend who cooks more?
Yeah, I would say it's the same for my friends and family. They all live similar lifestyles to me. I know my family spend a lot of time in, you know, making sure it's done correctly. They live how, you know, their parents taught them many years ago. And they spend a lot of time dedicated to cooking, to preparing nice meals. And we spend 30 minutes, half an hour, having a proper family meal every night. But generally, I think most people are not spending so much time as they used to.
Excellent. Okay, we can finish there. Good work.